How's it going, everybody? This is the C-Jack Podcast, and I'm your host, C-Jack. And, well, we're going to talk a little bit here and there today. I'm not real sure kind of what I'm going to talk about today. I'm just going to kind of tell you what's on my mind, and we're going to spew some bullshit out here. We're going to have a little bit of an original podcast today. We'll talk a little bit of WWE, but not a whole lot. But, you know, it's neither here nor there. So, to start things off right, if you guys would excuse me for just a moment, I'm going to pause this and I will be right back.
So it looks like we just pushed this record button behind, and well, what the fuck is this doing? It looks like it's recording my boss. It's recording my boss, and well, I guess I'm on the C-Jack podcast, motherfucker. Oh, I gotta be goddamned. You know, back in my day, back in the, 1962, I think it was. I don't fucking remember. All I know is I used to be in the fucking wall. And, this is for Grandpa. This is Grandpa April, all you motherfuckers out there that don't know who I am. And, I guess I'm hijacking the C-Jack podcast today. So, we're gonna do a C-Jack podcast. How about that, motherfucker? Alright, what was C-Jack?
Grandpa, that's my podcast. You shut the fuck up, you little fucking hillbilly. I'll cut you, motherfucker.
Sorry about that, guys. I'm so sorry. Grandpa, I beat you over the fucking head with my goddamn cane now, you little meanly son of a bitch.
I'm sorry about that, guys. I really am.
Anyways, well, what we was talking about here, I guess we were talking about this C-Jack podcast where we were. This getting taken over today by some Grandpa A motherfuckers. So I guess we're going to talk a little WWE. I like that wrestling. I sure do. So, I guess that wrestling thing, I guess that Kevin Owens character, he's a naughty boy. Back in my day, I would have turned his ass over my goddamn knee, and I would have blistered his motherfucking ass. The way he did to Vince McMahon, oh, lordy. What are we gonna do, guys? What are we gonna do? That Kevin Owens motherfucker, he had butted his boss, Vince McMahon. If I would have ever done that to my boss or my daddy, I would have been turned over his knee so fast. It would have caught my daddy. And my boss would have told me I was fired. I don't know why the fuck that Kevin Owens thinks he can go and do some shit like that. It just don't make any sense, guys. It just don't make any fucking sense. I guess some other stuff we can talk about here is Dolph Ziggler. He's really reinventing himself, ain't he? Man, he comes out to the scene on my shit, and you know, back in my day, we called them wannabe stupid sons of bitches. And I don't know, I'm not real too fond of his long hair, you know, but that's never here nor there. I just hope the original Nature Boy, woo, he makes it out alive, and I hope he really does some good stuff right there, and I hope to see him return to that little squared circle some point, because I really love that, woo, Nature Boy, he's something else, and I heard he's having some heart trouble, and Grandpa Abe can tell you about some heart trouble, man. He could tell you about some real bad heart trouble. I done had 3 cents put in my heart. Uh-huh. I had a bullet lodged in my shoulder, man. I ain't gonna go without my war stories though, man. I've been shot a couple times when I was in war, and I don't know, man. It's not cool, man. I'm not gonna talk about my wars. And I was in Korea, and you know I defended this fucking country in Korea, and not one motherfucker has ever said thank you. Well, I take that back. My grandson, he's a good boy, but I know he means well and everything, but, man, That little motherfucker right there, he's got some talent, you know, that C-Jack motherfucker. Man, I really hope he comes around at some point, and I really like what he's doing. And I said, man, first time I heard that C-Jack podcast, I was like, man, Grandpa Abe, you could really do this podcast, man. You should take and have Pod C-Jack record this podcast over here. You tell him that you just want to watch his recording progress. And then when you make him some food, you put a little bit of laxative in it. And when he goes and this laxative starts hitting him real good and everything, you just hijack that fucking podcast. And that's what I did, guys. I hijacked this fucking podcast. And this podcast is now mine. So, we just take it over this podcast, Grandpa Abe style. So, back to the wasteland. Man, I do love me some good wasteland. Oh, what are we talking about? How about some Monday Night Raw? Man, Monday Night Raw, it was a little crazy, wasn't it? It's going downhill and up, upside down and sideways and right, man. I don't know where the fuck it's going. I don't think nobody does, you really. But Monday Night Raw is, whew, it's something else. I'm trying to remember back. My memory ain't so good, man. My memory just, it ain't good at all, guys. I'm so sorry. Turns out Grandpa Abe might not be able to do this podcast, guys. I'm so sorry, guys. I really am. I'm sorry. But I think I'm going to turn this sumbitch over back to my nephew. He does his shit right. So, without further ado, here is your host, the one, the only, the awesome, man, my little grandson. Well, I guess he ain't so little, but my grandson, the awesome, the CJ the podcast host, CJ. Alright, thank you, Grandpa Abe. I don't know what the fuck that was, but you shut up, you little meanly son bitch. You shut the fuck up right now. I fuck you up my goddamn name. Goddamn, Grandpa Abe, Graham. Goddamn, calm down. Why don't you go take your goddamn pills right now? Go take your motherfucking pills and do something. Alright. Anyway, sorry about that, guys. My grandpa, he's a little fucked up anyway. And I can't believe me and him sound so much alike. You know what I'm saying? Me and him sound a lot alike. The only difference is that motherfucker, he's missing his teeth. He keeps telling me about how sometime, I guess, he was cleaning his gun or whatever, and it slipped, and I guess it fucking, I don't know, I guess he was drunk cleaning his gun, and he slipped and fell and busted his fucking teeth out, or I don't know. He's a fucking idiot. Anyway, that man served us in Korea, so how about a big round of applause for all of the veterans out there, all the veterans that have ever defended, god damn it, I can't fucking talk, all the fucking veterans out there that have defended this goddamn country, and that we love so much, and we are proud to call our home, the motherfucking USA. How about that? Alright, anyway, sorry about the language there for a while. I really got bad, and it's because I'm here with my grandpa. He drives me crazy. He makes me need a shot of Jack, guys. This guy right here, he is so funny. Man, he can sit here and tell you stories until the cows come home. But when it comes to wrestling, his memory's not so good, man. And just every once in a while, he just doesn't really know what he's talking about. But anyway, give it up for my grandpa and then my grandpa Abe. Thanks, Grandpa. But you're old, you're senile, and get the fuck off my podcast, and I will catch your ass down the road. Anyway, guys, now enough about that. Enough about my grandpa. And we're going to start the show off right now. I know we are 10 minutes into this son of a bitch. My grandpa just wasted about 8 minutes of your guys' time. But that's all right, man. That's all right. All right. Anyway, back to some wrestling. As my grandfather was pointing out to y'all, Kevin Owens, man. Kevin Owens started off SmackDown. We're going to start, just in case you haven't figured out, we're going to start off talking about SmackDown tonight. Kevin Owens started off SmackDown. You know, he started it off the show. And he went out there, and what he was saying was that he is suing WWE and all the officials because of what happened to him last week on SmackDown when Shane McMahon basically kicked his ass. And, well, talking about how he's going to own SmackDown and how he's going to fire Sami Zayn and blah, 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 it's whatever. Long story short, Dolph Ziggler comes out doing the Shane McMahon impression. They do a little segment. Ziggler walks back. Sorry about this, guys. I got the hiccups. If you give me 1 second to grab a swig of something to drink, I'll be right back. Right back. All right, guys. Sorry about that. I know it wasn't really any time for you guys. I hit that little pause button. And we took that pause for the cause, if you know what I mean. Because that cause was I had to get rid of the fucking hiccups, man. I fucking hate hiccups. But anyway, nonetheless, talking about SmackDown tonight. Well, glad this is a podcast because I'm actually sitting right here in none other than just a t-shirt and my skivvies, so I know it probably wouldn't be too pleasing to look at me if this was a video podcast, so I'm really glad we just keep this on the audio side right now because I'm a pretty ugly guy, just so you know. Anyway, back to SmackDown. Kevin Owens started off SmackDown and was doing all that, as I just mentioned. And later on in the night, actually toward the end of the show, I'm just going to jump forward about 2 hours. And needless to say, Vince McMahon arrives, comes out, tells Kevin Owens he's been around for a very long time. And he's been in a lot of legal battles. And basically, if it were to go to trial, Kevin Owens would be bankrupt before it does. And he would be fired! I know I didn't do a very good Vince McMahon impression, but what the hell. Anyway, so that's really the most interesting part on SmackDown right now. Other than that, I think the best match of the night was probably the Usos versus New Day for the Tag Team Championships, which Usos dropped to the New Day, and it was in a Sin City street fight because they were in Las Vegas. That was probably the best match of the night. Oh, other than the very first match. The very first match between the Perfect 10, Ty Dillinger, and AJ Styles was a really good match as well. Two great matches on that night, probably the two best matches. The Natty-Naomi match wasn't too shabby, but it probably would. I wouldn't put it up there in the top 10. The top 5, but not the top 10. Or not the top 5, but not the top 2. So those are really the best matches of the night. SmackDown's kind of going downhill, if you know what I mean. And same thing with Raw. I mean, I'm trying to remember back. I'm recording this at 6:36 in the a.m. on a Wednesday morning, and I watched Raw just the other night, and honestly, I really can't remember that much about Raw that really stood out to me. I mean, yeah, the Roman Reigns and John Cena promo, that was good. The Cena-Strowman match was pretty good, which Strowman kind of ultimately went over in a way. Not really. It was weird. Anyway, and then the Strowman Lesnar moment was pretty good. Their little segment, but really, other than that, it wasn't that great. There isn't any super big standout moments to me. I mean, other than the whole Lesnar Strowman thing and the Cena Roman thing. It was a pretty dull night too. I mean, both shows are kind of you know, kind of heading that direction, if you will. I'm kind of hoping that eventually they will start, you know, taking that roller coaster up, because right now they're on the roller coaster down. I'm kind of hoping it starts getting back toward the top, and get back to the top, and maybe stay at the top for a little while before doing another pitfall, if you will. Anyway, that's really all I really have to talk about as far as the wrestling for this week. So, plowing ahead. Back to touch base on the whole Mortal Kombat thing I talked about with y'all last week. So after the reinstallation and everything, I turn it on and let it do the whole in-game install. If you don't really know what that is, it's you got to start the game and kind of play around in just like a little bit of exhibition stuff here or there. Sometimes they have like an actual free roam mode or whatever. So while the initial game's installing, I know Just Cause 3 has something like that. They do like the Boom Island or whatever while the actual game is installing. Mortal Kombat XL is basically just the exhibition mode. So eventually I got the story back up, started playing it, and a couple things started looking familiar to me. So I'm like, have I beat this before? So I hit the little PS button on my PlayStation, go to the trophies, because that's kind of what I am. I'm a trophy hunter. I try to get a, you know, that's why I play through the stories and stuff, to get the trophies from them. And I don't really get 100% completion on all games, but the games that don't really require online connection and stuff like that for the 100%, I get all the offline stuff, because I'm not an online gamer, guys. I just, too many hackers, too much drama going on in the online community as far as games go. I mean, especially with the Call of Duty franchise, I'm not big into the Call of Duty franchise, but really, I only play those for the story. I don't get online multiplayer with them at all. Because my biggest thing is, how can a game be out for a fucking week and somebody is already level 50, which is the highest rank possible for a Call of Duty game, online, in a week? You know why? Because they hacked the fucking game, that's how. And to all you fucking hackers out there who want to ruin the fun of playing an actual game and ruining the point of leveling up your character to show how good you are and actually going through the ranks and trials and tribulations, a big fuck you to you guys, because you guys just ruin all the fun that is to play these games and actually spend the time leveling up your character, ranking up, going up the ranks, crawling up the ranks, however you want to put it, and actually putting the time in to gain that top achievement. And really, that takes all the fun out of it, because the reward for spending that time is gaining that top achievement. And if you're able to just hack a game or whatever and abuse the game into getting that top achievement and wasting all and foregoing all that trial, all the trials and tribulations that us normal fucking people want to put into, then I just don't want to play. You know, that's kind of why I don't play online, is because of all these fucking hackers anymore. Every time a game comes out, within a week, somebody's done hacked it, jailbroke it, whatever the hell you want to say, and they're the top level, and they didn't go through any of the fucking trials and tribulations that you're supposed to actually go through to play the game and level up and get to the top and gain the top achievements and everything. Then gain and actually have the satisfaction for leveling up the right way. And then when you want to get online and play, you're getting fucking screwed over, because you're playing against all these top guys that really aren't any more experienced than you are. It's just they hacked the fucking game, so you're getting your ass fucking handed to you. And that's why I don't play online, guys. That's simply it. Unless I can play online in a private party with a few friends of mine, which none of my friends really play too much Call of Duty. I had a couple here and there. I know my girl plays Call of Duty, but
she don't play online either, you know, really. So, I mean, that's about all there is to it. Anyway, moving along here, talked about some Mortal Kombat X, talked about the Call of Duty franchise. Oh, speaking of the Call of Duty franchise, I know all these guys are all hyped about the new World War II game and everything, but I'm gonna rant on this once. I don't know if I'm gonna get the raving in, but I'm gonna do a little rant. I'm gonna try to rant without the rave, if that's possible, but we're gonna do it right here on the CJack podcast. If fucking Bill Burr can rant and not rave, then fucking CJack can rant and not rave. Shout out to Bill Burr, and if you ain't listened to his podcast, I highly recommend you to go over and listen to it, because it is some funny shit. Anyway, that is the last I'm going to talk about other podcasts on my podcast. So, moving along here, to do my little rant on the whole Call of Duty 2, World War II game. There, I got the title correct for all you fucking naysayers out there, and the guys that want to ride my ass for any little thing I get wrong. Anyway, this whole Call of Duty World War II game, I'm not that impressed with it. I'm not that, oh, excited, I gotta go out and buy this game. Oh my fucking god, it's gonna be so great. No. You know why? Because it's based on World War fucking II. How much shit is based on World War fucking II? Let's just think about this. Well, you got Call of Duty. You got Call of Duty 2. You got Battlefield. You got basically Battlefield 1 through 4, if I'm remembering correctly. I may be a little wrong on that, but I'm pretty sure I'm pretty close to the truth. You got, well, not Battlefield 1-1, but like the first Battlefield. And then you've got Medal of Honor. I'm sure, I think I mentioned that already. I might not have. You got Brothers in Arms. And a few of those. You got Call of Duty 3 that's actually based on it. And then you've got, fuck, what other ones are there? Desert Storm was based on Desert Storm, obviously. And now you got Call of Duty World War II. And then think of all the movies based on World War II. I mean, come on, guys. When has World War II been talked about enough and nothing else can be fucking done with it? We have relived this fucking war a million times. Yes, I understand. It was one of the greatest and most hellacious wars of all time. And we barely came out of that motherfucker alive. And when we did, we actually handed everybody else their asses. And we left them fucking swimming for their fucking shore. But guys, come on. We have beat this fucking war like a goddamn dead horse. And yes, I know my language is horrible this week. My language is off the fucking chart. You know why? Because I am coming unleashed this fucking week. And I am just going to throw it all out there on the table. I'm going to tell you guys what I think about everything. If you don't like it, you know how to hit that stop button or the pause button or whatever. But you know what? I have a feeling most of you guys will keep listening to this just because you want to know what the fuck comes out of my next mouth next. So, enough for the little Call of Duty World War II rip. A lot of people going out and pre-ordering it. That's great. Whatever. I don't care. I'm going to wait till that motherfucker drops down to about $20. I'll pick it up, play the story, go sell it, or give it to my girlfriend, which is what I actually did with Infinite Warfare. Because Infinite Warfare was such a great game, not. You know why it wasn't a great game? Because they took the son of a bitch to space. They did the same thing every fucking movie in the 80s did wrong. They took the fucker to space. When is going to fucking space ever worked out? That's okay, I'll wait. Right, never. So, let's take this game to space. It'll completely flop, just like Ghost did, even though I actually kind of like Ghost. Just throwing that out there. But anyway, there's my little rave on... Not rave, sorry, not rave. There's my rant on Call of Duty without the rave. I didn't rave, I didn't throw a rave, I didn't party up in the sun, bitch. No, that's my little rant on Call of Duty, World War II.
honestly, guys, I would really like for this franchise just to kind of go away for a few years. Let us take in all the games it's given us. Add some replay value to a game. Just take a page out of the Rockstar book. Go away. Really spend time creating a really good game. And bring that to us within 5 or 6 years. Because if you think about it, that's what Rockstar does. I'm going to do a little shout out to Rockstar now. I don't know. I'm just Rockstar as a whole, North and South. And no, not the energy drink guys, the fucking game developers. And here's why. If you really stop and think about this, what is it within the top 10 games on both consoles right now and has been for probably about the last, since it was released on the PS4 and I think 20... If you hang on, let me take... Alright guys, sorry about that. I hope this works out right. We're gonna hope so, because I actually hit the wrong fucking button. Instead of hitting the pause button, I hit the stop button. And now my computer's doing some funky ass shit with this program I use for recording my podcast. But we're gonna hope it works out. Anyway, back to what I was saying. Grand Theft Auto 3, from what it looks like, came out for the PS4 in 2014, I believe. It may have been a little bit later. And I think it came out for the PS3 in like 2012, 2013 or something like that. Nonetheless, my point is for almost the past 7 or 8 years, what has been the number one game, or not the number one game, but within the top 10 games of the past 7 or 8 years, constantly, and the game, if you go buy it in brand new today, it's still the same as when it came out. At least it is on the PS4. I know the PS3, the value might have gone down a little bit, but it's still, you know, up there in the $30, $40 range on the PS3. But if you go and buy this game new from GameStop, Walmart, wherever you go, if you go buy Grand Theft Auto 5 for the PS4 right now, brand new, you're going to pay $60 for it. And if you buy it pre-owned from GameStop, you're probably going to pay either $45 to $50 for it, somewhere in there. I'm not going to look up the exact prices right now, because really, exact prices aren't that important. I'm just making a claim that Rockstar, they've put out this good game, they keep putting time into it, they keep putting money into it, and it's keeping people playing it. And now they've got another game that's going to be coming out called Red Dead Redemption 2. And people are still playing the first Red Dead Redemption now, because, you know why? And it's because they're coming out with Red Dead Redemption 2, just like they had just announced not that long ago. I know this might be some breaking news for all y'all that might not heard it. Some of you might. But they're actually going to release L.A. Noire on the PS4 with updated graphics and some visual smoothing, some lighting brightness and darkness in some spots, improved graphics for faces and everything, because they had that facial features to where you could tell if people are lying or not by the look on their face. And really, it's going to be kind of a, I want to say, not really like a definitive edition type thing, to where it's got the original campaign plus all the extra DLC and everything. And it's going to be on the PS4. I'm not sure when it's releasing or the price is going to be. But dude, if you ain't played it before when it releases, I highly recommend you go play it. It is a fun game. It's a detective game, and I'm sure you're going to love it. I enjoyed it. I'll probably pick it up and play it again on the PS4 just so I can get some extra trophies, you know, and I can really remember playing this great game and, you know, just kind of enjoying a past game that I always liked, that now that I've moved on to a newer generation console and I don't have a PS3 anymore, I can still play it, and we'll go from there. Anyway, so there's a little bit about that. One of the games, a game I literally just finished beating just before I started recording this podcast, is the 30th anniversary edition of
the Telltale game, Back to the Future.
I got that through GameFly.
It's actually a pretty decent game. I give it about a 4 or 5. I mean, it's not... I wouldn't buy it. And it does have a few glitches here and there. Nothing completely game-destroying. But, I give it a... No, you know what? I'll actually be pretty generous today. I'll give it a 6.5 to a 7. You know, not real high on replay. It's alright. I'd play it. I played it once. I got through it. I enjoyed the story. I enjoyed the playing as Marty. I enjoyed the adventure. So I'll give it a solid 6.5 to a 7. Well, we'll be nice today on the C-Jack podcast. Anyway, moving along. So this week, actually, how about we talk about yesterday? So, guys, I was a little tight on money this week, all right? This month's just, I'm a little strapped for cash, if you know what I mean. We all get like that sometimes, right? So, I'm like, well, I got to pay my internet bill, but I don't have the full amount, all right? But I was like, nonetheless, I pay on it a little bit. They should work with me. Then they've always worked with me before. If I've been a little strapped from cash from time to time, I pay the majority of it, and then they work with me. They'll work with me until Friday. I get paid Friday, and then I can just pay the rest of it off, right? Well, wrong. I get so it's Wednesday. Monday night I'm online, and so my internet don't get shut off. I get on there and I give them $75. Well, my bill's like $128, $130, somewhere around there. I'm not sure the exact amount, and really the exact amount is irrelevant for the story purpose. So I get on there, I give them the $75, I'm thinking, all right, now after they see the $75 charge, they should be fine with it. They should see that I, at least made a payment. Made a partial payment and paid the majority of it for the most part. And they should keep it on, at least until Friday so I can pay the rest of them. Well, I get up this morning. And to be honest with you guys, I was up until fucking 6 o'clock in the morning yesterday morning. Just because I'm a night owl. That I work third shift. It's what I do. So I was up and I didn't get up until probably about 2 o'clock in the afternoon yesterday morning. And, my girl gets on to try to Skype with me, and I realize, I realize my computer's disconnected from the internet, and I'm just thinking, man, what the fuck? So, I come out here, and I look at my router, and, of course, the router isn't connected to the internet, as my computer told me. I just had to do that double check, So, I get on the phone, I call tech support. Tech support says, well, you need to contact customer service, sir. I don't know, sir. There's nothing I can do about it, sir. You really need to contact customer support, okay? Is there anything else I can do for you today? Do you need their number? Well, I get their fucking number, And, all right, thank you for calling thank you for calling blah, blah, internet services. Have a nice day. And I was like, yeah, whatever. Go fuck yourself. I didn't really say that, but that's what I was thinking, guys. And I get off the phone with them. I call the little customer service line, talk to them, give them my info. And they're like, well, sir, it's your information. We put this into the computer, and there's nothing we can really do about it. It's part of the system, and we really need that extra. We really need the rest of that money. She threw some number at me, like fucking $42.50 or whatever. I know my math probably isn't adding up here, but whatever. Just for the sake of the story, she threw some number at me, And I could try to have someone call you back tomorrow, because there's another lady that really might be able to help you, but we can't help you today, sir. I'm like, guys,
guys, I was like, well, I paid you guys $75 already. I said, that's over half of the amount. I can pay you again Friday. I said, so you can't help me out? I said, yeah, I normally work with me before. Well, I don't know. It's just in the system, sir. And we'll just have to see I'll give her your number. Can you give me your name and your number, sir? And we'll just have someone call you tomorrow. And I was like, man, what the fuck? I give her my number or whatever. I get off. I'm pissed. I'm calling my girlfriend, telling her what's going on. Oh, I guess I didn't call her. I text her and told her what was going on. She's all sorry and everything. She feels like it's her fault, even though it really isn't her fault that my internet company is being a bunch of fucking jackoffs. But, you know, it is what it is. And I'm just like, man, what the fuck, man? I got classes I gotta do. I got shit I need to do on the internet. I can't get my fucking podcast up without it. So what the fuck am I gonna do, guys? That's the only thing running through my mind. And I got some NASCAR stuff I've been trying to sell. And ding, light bulb goes off in my head, and I'm like, all right. I've been trying to sell that shit. I need a little bit of cash right now, so I can I can get this shit turned back on. So I go to the pawn shop, and lady tries lowballing me like I normally do. She's like, I had a bunch of shit, and she's like, well, this stuff just really doesn't sell like it used to, man. It just really doesn't sell. It's gone down in value. I'm really giving you as much as I can. I promise I really am. And I'm like, what the fuck ever? I'm like, I ended up turning around and just saying, look, I got a PS3 controller in my car, which I did have when I was going to sell it anyway. I was either going to sell it to GameStop or a pawn shop. I was like, could you give me an extra $10 for the controller? Because that's really going to get into the price range I need it to be in. And she's like, well, we sell them for $15. I'm like, well, you're fucking stupid. And I literally kind of said that. I mean, I didn't say fucking, but I was like, well, yeah, and you're selling them too cheap. I didn't tell her she was stupid, but I just, you know, I kind of said, well, you're kind of selling them too cheap because GameStop sells them for $40 and they'll give me $10 for a controller right now. I just really don't want to have to waste all the gas driving to fucking the next town over to this guy at the GameStop, you know what I mean? Not when I'm already right here in this little establishment, if you catch my drift. So she looks it up, and, well, I look it up, and I show her my phone, you know, showing her I'm not bullshitting her. And I'm like, that's the exact same controller I got. And she's like, go out and get your controller out of your car. I go out there. My dog's out there licking her balls. I guess it's a female, so she don't have balls. But she's out there, you know, she's panting, and she's in the car, you know. It's not super hot outside, but she wants attention, you know. She's panting, she's looking at me, just barking at you know, the little, you know, the little panting thing going on. I don't know if you guys could really hear my whole panting thing, but that's what she was doing. And, well, it's just kind of one of those things to where I was like, all right, I grab the controller, pet my dog, and be like, it's okay, baby, dad, I'll be right back. That's literally what I told my dog. And, her name's Precious, by the way. Precious the Explorer is what I like to call her. I don't really call her the Explorer, but, you know, for sake of the story, why not, right? Anyway, so I go back inside. She says she just wanted to look at the controller, make sure all the buttons worked and everything. And then she proceeds to tell me, well, we don't have a cord to test these. We always get these in, and we don't have a cord to test these. And now I'm thinking, you're fucking kidding me, right? That, so you sell this shit, and you don't have a cord to test it. So now I'm thinking, man, I'm not going to have the deal, right? I'm not going to have a deal. She's telling me she don't have a way to test it because she don't have a cord. And she seems like she expects me to have the cord. Well, long story short, I just end up telling her, you know, okay. I'm like, well, if you press the button, it's not dead. You know, it'll light up. So she does that. It lights up. And she's like, all right, I'll give you $10 for the controller. Throws the price range into the range I needed to be in. I signed a little waiver, you know, feel like I'm signing my life away, and gives me the money. I walk out, hightail it to Walmart, put the money on the card, call the internet company up, make the payment. She's like, well, we'll get that turned on for you in 10 minutes. All right, cool. Come home, internet's turned on, everything's worked out. But the only thing that really pissed me off is they've always worked with me before.
I had over half the fucking money. It's basically, the bitch basically told me she didn't know what the fuck she was doing. She was trying to give me that little rigmarole of, well, we don't know, sir. We really just, man, if I didn't have that shit sitting there, I would have just had to wait until tomorrow. But, you know, I had that shit sitting there. It worked out for me. So all's well as ends well, right, I guess? Anyway, so that's my little story for you guys. Kind of where I'm heading, where I've been. Well, let's talk about that for a little bit, shall we? We're 40 minutes into this podcast, but, you know, why not? Why not a little blow off a little bit of steam? We might go an hour on this thing. Who knows, right? I gave you guys at least a half an hour of bullshit, but I'm enjoying the flow of things. I'm liking how this is going. Stuff's just kind of coming to my mind, and I'm going to keep spearing this bullshit until I just don't want to spear it no more, and if you don't want to listen to the full thing, then that's up to you, but I really hope that you will like and comment later on after you finish this thing, and kind of let me know. You can always hit me up on Twitter at OnlyWantCJack. Got to throw that plug in there right now. Now, moving on to kind of where I'm going. Well, those of you that don't know, I actually work security for a hospital right now. I work third shift for a little company called Permar Services. They're not a bad company, but they're not a great company either. Their biggest problem is communication and having their head so far up their ass they can smell what they had last week for fucking breakfast. But if they would pull their head out of the ass and get a little bit better communicating, it'd probably be a pretty decent company. But nonetheless, I'm working there while I'm, you know, waiting on a law enforcement opportunity to open up for me. I'm actually aspiring to be a cop. I've wanted this since I was a kid. I actually thought it was wrong when I was 8 years old. But I did a little research, looked at some preschool shit, and I've actually wanted this shit since I was in preschool, it turns out. So that's kind of cool. Because I looked at a little preschool thing and it says, what do you want to be when you grow up? And sure enough, answer right there is cop. So, you know, I want to go into some drug and narcotics investigations. And we'll see how that goes for you guys. I'll keep you guys in touch and in tune, and we'll see how that goes. Moving along here, I actually talked to my buddy Mac just last week. Shout out to you, Mac. How you doing, buddy? I really hope we can actually spend some quality time together at some point, and you know, kind of catch up, shoot the shit, and we need to get you on this podcast. And that's exactly what I told him. I was like, man, we got to get you on the podcast. I want you to talk about your NBA career and if it's going to go or if it's not going to go. And, you know, where your life's at this point. And we just got to get Mac on this podcast and talk to you guys. That's actually one of my most successful podcasts to date is the podcast I had Mac on. And, well, you guys seem to love Mac and... I love talking to Mac. I mean, he's a great guy. He's an upstanding guy. Very interesting to talk to. Very well-spoken, very self-spoken. And he's just a great guy. Me and him can bounce ideas back and forth all day. And we can just shoot the shit and do an hour podcast without even thinking about it, just talking, you know. It's nothing for us, you know, to actually do an hour podcast. We really... Honestly, I think we could probably do this unscripted version of the podcast where we just sit down, I hit the record button, and we just shoot the breeze, you know? So, if you're listening, Mac, at some point we're going to have to do that. We'll just have to see how schedules line up and see when we can get this done. So that's kind of what's going on in my life. I actually had some complications recently between some things. Had some personal issues, and I think I'm going to do a little segment from now on my podcast. This podcast is kind of opening up opening up these doors for you guys. I think I'm going to do a little segment in my podcast from this podcast on. I'm not going to do it in this podcast because that's kind of what this whole podcast has been about, is opening this up. And I'm going to open up a little segment of the podcast, maybe at the beginning, maybe in the end. You never know when the fuck I'm going to throw this thing in there. But I'm actually going to call it CJack's Life. And we're going to talk a little bit about my life, what trials and tribulations I've been facing. We may talk about, if there ain't really been a whole lot going on that week for me, I may just talk a little bit about my past and where I've gone and how things are working out for me. So stay tuned to future podcasts to hear the C-Jack's My Life portion, or what's going on with C-Jack's life. I ain't really got a perfect name for it yet. I think we'll just call it C-Jack's Life and stick with that. It's kind of catchy. It's short, sweet. And, guys, I love short and sweet, if you don't know. Anyway, we're 45 minutes into this thing now, and that's kind of what I had on my mind for this week. Didn't have a whole lot. Really, it was just talking a bunch of nonsense and a bunch of bullshit. I got a chance to have my grandfather, Grandpa Abe, got a chance to talk to you guys a little bit and kind of tell you what was on his mind. Man, he's a character, I'll tell you. Quite the character. And we might have him on in the future. He never really can stay around for very long because he's a little, off his rocker, but it is what it is. And, thank you guys for listening. As always, you can hit me up on my YouTube channel. Just search the C-Jack Podcast. You can search up C-Jack under channels. And I think, actually, mine's the first one. It is, it was just a picture like my Google account. But I actually think I'm going to change that, and I should have a new picture uploaded for you guys. Not sure what the picture is going to be, but we will get a new picture uploaded for you guys here within the near future. As soon as I have the time, I will have my Facebook page up and running. I know I've been talking about it for a while, but I got to get everything set up, and I just ain't had the time, guys. I'm sorry. Been busy, been working, been spending my time playing video games. And really, I just need to basically put my nose to the grindstone and get to making that for you guys. That way I can have my Facebook page for you. Twitter's, as always, is only one C-Jack. Go ahead, hit me up on there. Comment whatever you would like. Like always, this thing will drop on Sundays on YouTube, as far as all the other C-Jack podcasts. Sundays on YouTube exactly at midnight, and on CastBox whenever the fuck I can get it up. Normally it'll be a little bit before, but we will see how things go. Anyways, till next week, this has been the C-Jack Podcast. I am your host, C-Jack, and next week we're going to see if maybe I can get in touch with my buddy John, and me and John will just do a podcast just talking about his life, kind of where he's been, where he's headed, goals, and maybe talk about some crazy shit that he's done in his past. I don't know. We'll see what he wants to talk about. So until next time, this has been the C-Jack Podcast. I am your host, C-Jack, and I will catch your ass down the road.